It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on our crops, as well as just where crop development stages are sitting. We'll talk about that report right after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, Tuesday afternoon's crop progress report continues to show a crop that is advancing ahead of schedule for the most part. Looking at the numbers for corn, as of September 6th, 96% of the nation's crop was in the dough stage versus 94 average. 76% was in dent versus 72 average. And 25% was mature versus 23% average. Harvest is now sitting at 5%. Versus 3% average, and that was as expected by the trade. As far as corn conditions are concerned, they dropped 1% to 56% good to excellent. We did see the states of Illinois drop 3%, Minnesota dropped 4%, Nebraska dropped 5%, North Dakota dropped 5% to 19% good to excellent, but we did see South Dakota increase by 3%. As far as soybeans are concerned, 26% of the nation's crop is dropping leaves versus 20 average. And for crop condition ratings, they were left unchanged at 58% good to excellent. But like corn, we did see Illinois drop by 2%, Iowa dropped by 2%, Minnesota dropped by 1%, as did Nebraska, but North Dakota dropped by 2% to 28% good to excellent. South Dakota was up 3%. As far as spring wheat harvest, that's at 86% complete right now versus 83% for the five-year average. Barley harvest is at 90% complete versus 85% average. And winter wheat planting has started. 2% of the crop is now in the ground versus 5% average. That was 2% less than expected by the trade.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.